Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, and he and his family really are the example how sanctity of only one family member can bring all the family into sainthood and holiness. Saint Bernard's mother's name was Alice, and she was the member of the, as was her husband, a member of the great nobility in Burgundy in France. And our saint was born in the year 1091 in a castle near Dijon. And his mother was truly an exemplary follower of Christ, handmaid of the church, and a gentle mother to her children. She had seven children altogether, and she was not content just to have them baptized and offer them religious instruction, but as soon as they were born, she consecrated them to God's service for their lives. And especially for Saint Bernard, she made sure, because she knew and wanted him to become the holy servant of the church, that every day she would talk to him about Mary, about the church, and about God. And Saint Bernard loved his mother very dearly and tenderly, not only because she was a good mother, but because she seemed to radiate God's goodness to all the people around her. And she often helped the poor and visited the sick in the hospitals. She kept rigid fasts and was loved greatly the devotions of the church. And she had a great charity also to the priests of the church. And when she died, when Saint Bernard was 19 years old, it was the moment of great sorrow for him, but also it was the day of joy, because he knew that even though he had lost a mother, the heaven had gained a new saint. Saint Bernard and many of his brothers also entered into the monastery of Clairvaux and in the order which would later be known as Cistercian order. But one of the family members who did not come religious was his only sister, named Humbeline. Humbeline was 1 year younger than Bernard, and like the mother, very close to him. And also, like him, Humbeline was very gifted. She chose to become a married woman and got married to a high nobleman from the house of Lorraine. And a few years after Saint Bernard had established the monastery of Clairvaux, Humbeline came to visit her brother. And she had in the meantime become very attached to the world. For example, she loved and was almost addicted to dancing. So when she made this visit to this famous monastery, Humbeline was dressed very stylishly and accompanied by numerous courtiers and servants. And when it was announced that she had arrived to the monastery gate, and Bernard was informed of all these attendants, pomp and circumstances, he refused to see her. Her brother Andrew, who was one of the monks, told her why. And when Bernard thought she was, and when it became clear that it was because of inappropriate show she was not granted entrance, the sister replied to them, "Tell him that if he will see me, I will do just as he tells me." And from that understanding, Saint Bernard allowed Humbeline to visit him. And now was the time of reproof. He told her gently that her dancing and her worldliness in general much exceeded her spiritual devotion, and that she should attend to priorities of life as their dear and holy mother had done. and Humbelin listened seriously, and so much was she changed that she asked permission from her husband to enter the monastery herself. And she truly entered a Benedictine monastery where her sister-in-law Elizabeth was a prioress. And now when she had become Sister Humbelin, she lived the most penitential life of all the nuns there, so much that the other sisters urged her to temper her physical austerities. But this sister, who in the past had so much been addicted to dancing, would not listen to this advice. And she replied, "That is all very well for you, my sisters. You have been serving God in religion all your lives. But I have lived so long in the world and of the world that no penance can be too much for me." Sister Humbelin had finally come to realize that it is God which matters foremost. It is God from whom we have gained our lives, and it is to God we must eventually return. When she lay dying, Bernard from his Cistercian monastery hastened to her side, and in accord with the old and dutiful custom, Bernard held his sister's arms as she finally died. Dear faithful, Saint Bernard was also the great devotee of Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the life of Mary and from the life of the saints, we can also learn so much, and we can learn from today from Saint Bernard and from Saint Humbelin. She is venerated as a saint in France. That whatever recreation, whatever fun and pastime we have in our own time, the attachment to those can never grow higher than is our attachment to God and in His Church. We all desire heaven, and therefore we should also desire a beautiful and holy death. Let us learn from the saints of the day that if we want to expect a beautiful and holy death, we must, as much as it lies in our power, also live a beautiful and holy life. Whatever hindrances, whatever obstacles is in our way of living a good and pious life, God's grace is always much greater, more powerful, and able to overcome all our obstacles and our temptation. Blessed Virgin Mary's Assumption gives us newfound hope that this world is always less powerful than God. After all, creation can be no bigger than Creator, and if we also humble ourselves, that we remember that we are creations, but also that God is bigger than any obstacles in our life of holiness, we can every day grasp newly our hope and expectation of our great reward in paradise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.